This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. The National Hockey League skates into a new season tomorrow, and there's some economic drama off the ice for the Canadian teams. Low oil prices have driven Canada's dollar down around 30% from its high against the U.S. dollar a couple years ago. That spells big financial trouble for teams that depend on the Canadian loonie. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has a story.
Both U.S. and Canadian teams pay players American dollars, but hockey clubs in Canada don't make their money that way. Pedro Antunes is deputy chief economist at the Conference Board of Canada, a nonprofit research firm.
Their ticket sales, their popcorn sales, hot dog sales, not to mention beer sales, all of that will be in Canadian dollar terms.
Now that money just doesn't go as far. William Watson is a McGill University economist, but his interest is way beyond academic.
I'm born and raised in Montreal. I have Le Blanc Rouge in my blood, so Montreal Canadiens are my team.
Fans like him worry about teams with money troubles moving to America. It happened before. Weak currency also makes it tough to pay for championship-level talent.
If there is a financial squeeze on the franchise, are they going to be able to buy the players that they need in order to get to the Stanley Cup? Will it be another 20 years before we see a Canadian team win the Stanley Cup?
Canada's own currency, making it tougher to compete at the sport it gave the world. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.